Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The road to a debt ceiling deal on Capitol Hill could very well run through Bucks County. Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick is co-chair of the bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus. Bloomberg's reporting that the group is working on a proposal that would base the debt limit on a percentage of the country's economic output. The idea would be to do away with the fixed ceiling that leads to so many standoffs in Washington and raises the specter that the U.S. could default on its debt. Joining us live on our line to the White House to talk about this, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Could you flesh this out for us a bit? Has the White House signaled whether it would be open to a deal like this?
It hasn't yet. But the idea, the concept here that Congressman Fitzpatrick is putting forward is that the debt should be fixed as essentially a percentage of the overall economy. The concern of some of his fellow Republicans and perhaps some Democrats, too, is what happens if the economy shrinks, because the debt is not going to shrink. And as a percentage, if it exceeds that cap. So that's one potential problem that has already been flagged by some of Fitzpatrick's colleagues. But it's interesting. In about 12 minutes, we're going to get the latest update from the government as to how much the economy has either grown or shrunk in the fourth quarter of last year. That's the latest GDP figure. So those come out at the bottom of the hour. Later today, the president heads to Springfield, Virginia, just across the Potomac River and down a bit. He's going to speak at a local union hall of the steamfitters, and he's going to talk about the economic progress that he says has been made in the country since taking office. When it comes to the overall debt ceiling picture, the White House says it's still not willing to negotiate things such as reforms or cuts to entitlements. The president suggested last week that he does see the need for reform. There is a structural problem with Medicare and with Social Security. Medicare, the experts say, has only 3 to 5 years left in the trust fund before it's not able to meet all of its obligations. Social Security, about 12 years. The president said last week that he would, by the State of the Union, make public the details of his plan. Yesterday, he met at the White House with Bernie Sanders, who said to reporters that he believes an easy fix for the Social Security insolvency problem is by raising the cap on the Social Security tax. Right now, it's roughly $145,000, if I remember correctly, this year. Every dollar you make above that is not taxed at the payroll tax rate funding Social Security. Sanders says that that tax should be raised and lifted so that more money goes into the Social Security Trust Fund. The president's maintaining that he's not going to negotiate any kind of cut to the Social Security or Medicare programs, as he says Republicans are set to propose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.